on the inside. She got the scoop on the ones to watch, on the ones that's hot. No one can do it quite like Caroline. Caroline. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Hyper Caroline Hobby. I am your host, Caroline Hobby. I know music, I know people, and I know the questions you want to ask. So let's get hyper. Heads up, these are adults having adult conversations, so there could be adult content. This episode is off the chain because I have my girls. I got my girls. I got my girls in the house. That's right, I have the jockeys. That is the wives of the 1,000 horses because we ride horses, right? Jockeys ride horses. Just kidding, it's funny. But I have Andrea, I have Amanda, I have Rain, and we are talking about it all. What it's like to be married to a traveling musician, life on the road, life at home, everything. Y'all get excited, here are my girls. All righty then, guess who I have in the house? The wives of 1,000 horses. And I can officially say wives because what happened this weekend, Andrea?
Well, we came to Aspen and we got engaged. Sorry.
We got engaged. It's pretty epic engagement.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to get to the engagement, but I want to start off by introducing everyone.
Okay.
So right here to my right is Rain Brown, mm-hmm. married to... Tell me who you're married to, what your name is, and all that.
Okay, I'm Rain Brown. I'm married to Zach. He plays guitar.
And he has the gun show.
He has the gun show, yeah.
Yeah.
Sleeveless.
If you're lucky enough to come to a show in the summer especially, you can maybe see the gun
Sometimes
show.
Sometimes in the winter.
Yeah. I love, you can't hide your assets, you know? You got to show them. Okay, Andrea, tell us who you're married to.
Well, engaged. Get it straight. Graham DeLoach, bass player, which, you know, it's my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, slapping the bass.
I love the bass players.
Which is cool, because you have to tell the cool story about your dad. And okay. Now Graham.
So, my dad and I... Graham and my dad are pretty much the same human. It's pretty crazy. But my dad played bass for Lynyrd Skynyrd for 10 years. And, yeah.
And so now you're marrying a bass player who's mm-hmm. in a band very similar sounding to Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Right. Yeah. Which is pretty crazy. In fact, I think there was a one time where, like, Johnny, I think, was like... We might need a fill-in at some point. I think Graham can do it. I was like, that would be weird, but yeah.
That's crazy.
It'd be awesome.
I feel like that's kind of insane that your life is mirror imaging. Like, your dad was in Lynyrd Skynyrd playing bass, and now mm-hmm. you're pretty much mirroring that.
Yeah.
The same personality type,
too. Like, I already know what I'm getting myself into, and I'm, like, I'm happy about it.
Yeah. And you like it. Like, you know what this life looks like.
Yeah. I'm not scared about it at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Amanda, tell us about yourself.
I am Amanda, and I'm married to Bill, who's the other guitar player on stage right.
Who loves to run and jump stop.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Jump stop. Big turns. Jump turns.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe some falls.
Bill falls more gracefully than anyone.
Actually, I've seen Michael fall a time or two.
Oh.
I've never seen him fall.
A big giant. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
Tell you that.
That's true.
I will say, though, with Bill falling, he is the best faller of anyone I've ever seen. Because he just gets back up, doesn't even act like it happened.
No shame. Oh,
yeah. No shame. No shame in that game.
You got to.
Well, Graham will fall. Graham's fallen a couple times, which I've never been there to see it, but it's always a very dramatic story after the fact.
Obviously. Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Well, Graham, he feels things deeply.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if he falls, he's going to feel it.
Uh-huh. Well, not physically and emotionally.
Yeah.
Like, right. If it embarrassed him, he's going to talk about
right,
it for a while.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to start off with a little rapid fire.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I'm scared about this stuff.
Who's excited?
It's okay, we got this.
You guys have this. Okay.
I feel like I'm on a game show.
You are. It's called Hyper Caroline Hobby. Okay. So, this is always the best part. What is on your bucket list? We'll go Rain, Andrea, Amanda, and then we'll reverse it for the next question.
I mean, really just traveling, seeing as much of the world as I can, I guess.
Any places you want to go?
Everywhere. well, after this trip and talking with Carla, I want to go to Switzerland.
Switzerland would be... We are in Aspen right now. I don't know if we said that.
No, we didn't.
We didn't?
No.
Aspen's like a snow globe.
Yep.
And it feels like you're living in a snow globe.
Yep.
It's like Switzerland. Yep. It's very similar, but in another country.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the Alps. I want to see the Alps.
Okay. Alps it is.
Mm-hmm.
Bucket list.
Okay. So, Andrew. Well, I was going to go straight for traveling, too, but I would like to go to New Zealand.
Oh, yes.
Like, I'm dying to go to New Zealand. But I guess, you know, maybe getting married is on my bucket list.
The next thing. It's going to happen. But,
I think that's because y'all are just knocking it out. And another cool story. Tell, which Amanda, actually, you can help with engagement, because Amanda was big time planning the engagement.
Yeah, I don't know hardly anything. She knows almost everything.
Graham was going to try to do a wham, bam, thank you, man, get engaged and get married in like 2 days.
Yeah.
In Aspen. And Amanda's dad was going to marry them. So, okay, yeah. Amanda, bucket list, and then talk about how the engagement happened.
I have a secret one.
Okay.
I want to sing background vocals on a Thousand Horses song one day.
You practice with Girl Crush.
And I did try to convince their last producer to let me do it.
Are you serious? Amanda, you love to sing. Okay, so story about Amanda. Amanda sits in her room and practices.
Yeah.
She practiced Girl Crush like 87 times and finally got the perfect take and sent it out to us. And then you met Little Big Town.
Oh,
shit. And what'd you tell him?
I told him I practice their song a lot.
That's the best.
Okay, you know.
I wish we had a little clip to play.
No. No. You need to sing it.
No.
You have to.
No.
You have to.
Yeah.
No. You have to. If you're going to sing on a record, you have to sing.
That's true.
Amanda. No.
Background vocals with, like,
come
all
on.
Of y'all.
I'll get you started. I got a girl. Please don't make me. Come on. I got a girl. Amanda.
I'm so embarrassed.
You have, if you're going to sing on an album, just one, like, close your eyes and do it. Come on, you can do it. Go. Ready? Count to three. Go.
Sorry.
Come on.
Okay, we'll all close our eyes.
Okay, ready?
We'll all close our eyes.
I need everybody to do it then.
Okay, we'll all do it.
Okay.
Okay.
But everyone sing quietly. And Amanda, really put the force behind your voice.
Okay.
Okay?
I got a girl crush. I hate to admit it, but I got a hard rush. I can't, y'all.
I got it real bad.
My eyes were closed. I wasn't watching.
Everything
I was watching.
She has. The smile in the midnight.
This is why I don't sing on stage.
Oh, this is the only reason why?
Yeah, this is the only reason. Yeah, BGB's only.
Okay, Amanda, that was great.
Also, good sport.
One of your bucket lists is to go to crash a frat party, right?
Oh, yeah. And to crash a frat party.
Uh-huh.
How did you even come up with that idea?
She's been talking about it.
We almost did it. Where were we where we almost did?
It was a college show.
Was it
LSU?
No, it was a big
Was it
city.
Maryland?
No, where was it? It was somewhere.
I've been trying to get them to
So what are you gonna do when you crash a frat party?
Well, the longer we wait, the
older we get.
The bigger it's gonna get.
It's getting harder by the year.
The gap is going to widen and they're gonna be like, why are grandmas at the frat party?
Yeah. The old ladies.
Are you gonna like dance on the table and stuff? Like, what are you gonna do at the frat
really
party?
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I just kinda wanna go and see what happens if I can even go.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
If they'll let me in and not notice that I'm 30, you know?
I mean, let's just put on our spandex and crop tops.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like shotgun a beer and it'll be fine, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, a fun fact, we're all intercestual, except for the Browns, but now they're intercestual because now we're just 1,000 horses.
Right.
Amanda and I grew up in the same small town together. Well, it's not really small. Probably like 100,000 people, 150,000 people in Waco.
Yeah.
Waco, Texas. Our mothers are best friends.
Yep.
Then I introduced Amanda to Bill. And they met. You have to talk about what y'all met talking about.
We met talking about Saved by the Bell. We fell in love over Zach Morris, really.
Yeah.
That was the end.
That's Zach the and start.
Kelly. Yeah.
That's like, the start to a good thing.
Yeah.
We were Zach and Kelly.
Those were relationship goals, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Totally.
So, and then Graham and Bill are cousins. And now that Andrea is marrying Graham. And
I get a new cousin!
Yeah.
So now, Andrea and Amanda are cousins, as well as Bill and Graham. Amanda and I grew up in the same hometown, and then the Browns came in and rounded out all the edges. So it's like we're all just completely related.
Yeah. Yep.
It's more than a band, it's a family.
That's right.
True.
Yeah. So there's a little backstory for everybody. Mm-hmm. And Rain, you come from one of five.
I do.
Five girls.
I do. Yeah.
So you know how to live in big groups.
I do. Yeah. It's we now have a family of 30, 18 nieces and nephews, you know.
all so my... talk to us about your holidays.
Oh, yeah. It's chaos. It's so fun, though. Yeah, I mean, all of my sisters, my four sisters and their husbands, live right around my parents. So everybody's there at least once a week. Every Sunday, everybody comes over. So it's not really... the holidays are just another Sunday, basically.
Right.
But for outsiders, it's crazy. I mean, it's noise level, you know.
To the max.
Yeah.
Just people everywhere, activities, yep. Life happening.
Yep.
It's a dream.
So fun. I love it.
It kind of reminds me of y'all's backyard. Looks like that backyard in Parenthood with all the lights set up and everything.
Yep. Yep.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's pretty dreamy there.
It is dreamy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will say, every Christmas, I look forward to your post of your, like, mantle with all 30
stockings. Yeah.
30 stockings just shoved on there.
Like, yep.
It's amazing.
I didn't know you could fit that many stockings on a mantle.
My mom, she figured it out.
She happened. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have a couple more questions. Mm-hmm. Okay. One thing you cannot live without, starting with Amanda.
One thing I cannot live without.
And it can't be your husband.
Wine?
Yeah. Cheers. Speaking of, pour a glass, please. Top it off.
That sounds awful.
No.
You guys?
Yeah.
You guys. I couldn't live without you guys.
That's true.
Yeah.
We really are one of those band families that really do get along. Everyone's like, do y'all really get along? There's eight of y'all. It's true. We're all completely really, different, too.
Yeah. We're voluntarily on vacation together.
Okay, why don't you, Amanda, in your words... Yeah, we are. We're all on a vacation together. Why don't you describe Andrea and Rain and me in your words?
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, Andrea and I clicked right off the bat. Like, I adopted Andrea before she and Graham were even dating, and she would come to Nashville and visit and stay with me. Mm-hmm. Andrea is the most laid back, like, nothing ever gets to her.
True,
like,
that.
Go mm-hmm. with the flow, thanks, just guys. Like steady Eddie, but also a freaking blast.
Like, oh, yeah.
A-Dog is a blast.
Someone describe A-Dog. Yeah. And who is A-Dog?
Oh, gosh. A-Dog.
It's Andrea's party personality.
Yeah, A-Dog is Andrea's party personality, which is,
the most fun.
Just
the
so
most fun. Yeah.
Up for anything.
I mean, not crazy. No. Not crazy.
Well,
just... But you think it's crazy, but it's not crazy like you think it is. It's just so fun.
Crazy.
The what?
Shoulder kissing
is pretty crazy.
You like to kiss shoulders?
Secretly. She just does like a secret...
It's like a side slide or a side slide.
And then do you like run away?
She just keeps walking. It's not a runaway.
Count how many you can do and then if someone like turns around and notes... Actually, Kristen Van Zandt is the one that started the shoulder.
And Kristen Van Zandt is Ronnie Van Zandt?
Johnny.
And he's the lead singer of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes.
And so, also fun fact, she lives in Nashville. One of your best friends now become one of our friends. So Lynyrd Skynyrd does Nashville.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yep.
So she started the shoulder.
Big band family, which is a good inspiration to what we got going on here. Mm-hmm.
She started the shoulder kissing.
Yep,
she did, and you know I caught on and can't stop. Yep. A-Dog just thinks it's the best idea ever.
Also, A-Dog will do if you say, "Hey, A-Dog, go do that." She'll do whatever you put her up to.
Yeah, F-bomb and A-Dog are not a good mix.
Okay, anything you want to add to? Because then we're gonna have Andrea describe Rain and Amanda, you chime in. Okay.
I will add that Andrea is. She is very selfless. She'll do anything for anybody.
You will. You are very selfless. Yep. Jeez, and you all, if there's a problem that happens, you always figure out the solution.
Oh, yeah. Very resourceful.
Very resourceful. And you never harp on the bad stuff. You immediately start figuring out how to fix it.
Thanks.
Bonnaroo, which is awesome. Fixing my skirt.
Oh, yeah.
Done.
We sewed you
tell that story.
Oh, well, we were on our way to Bonnaroo. And
the guys were playing for the first time. The guys were playing. Cool.
Yeah, it was like two or three years ago.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago. And we stopped for gas right outside of Bonnaroo, and I realized that the side zipper on my skirt that I was wearing just broke.
Like, it was just open.
Wide
open.
It broke.
Yeah.
The zipper broke. So, and I had nothing else to wear, obviously. And then Andrea, we got a needle and thread from the gas station. Mm-hmm. She's just sewed it right up, and I was good to go.
And then you were sewed into there.
I was sewed into there. Yep. And I had to cut myself out.
Yep. Hey, but you had a great time. Your skirt looks fabulous.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, that is like an awesome skirt.
It is.
Yeah.
They sent me a new one.
Oh, good.
So, oh, great. You know, so all is well.
I love that.
It's good.
Okay, so Andrea, you describe Rain, and then Amanda, you chime in.
Okay.
Okay, so Rain is very... I'm so bad with words.
Just don't overthink
it. Okay, Rain is one of those, like... You're also very go with the flow, but if it's something that you're like... You're not one that just, like, will do something just because you feel like you don't want to, like...
Yeah, you're okay with, like, setting your personal boundaries and saying, like, y'all go
but
do that.
But in a good way.
Yeah, like, yes. Everyone yeah. do their own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, Rain is the best party host.
I was going to say yes. that. That's exactly what I was going to
like,
add.
No joke, I copy all of your ideas.
So. And cocktail maker, specialty cocktail yep. craft maker. Mm-hmm. Like winning
the but best house like decorator.
You have a very good style. Like you are able to see things and put them together in a way that I would never ever know how. Like you have a picture of a guy smoking a pipe in your house. Mm-hmm. It's the coolest picture ever. All I want to do is take it, but I would never know to do that.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Like you have a very creative eye.
But on like a personal level though, like you're really caring for sure. Like you've always been like, okay, well, let's work with it. Okay, let's just talk it out. Yeah. And then you, I mean, I guess coming from sisters, that's probably like where that comes from for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But oh, you're always like, okay, let's just fix this up.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're like that on like a sentimental way mm-hmm. where I'm like, I'll sew up your skirt with dental floss. You're like, you'll figure out the like emotional problems.
And you also sure. are very sentimental, like Christmas and certain things. Like, oh, yeah. you very much treasure memories and like making memories.
She's the best. TJ Maxx shopper I've ever.
Oh,
I can't.
I
even,
love TJ Maxx.
I don't know I do. How. Like, I'll go in and they'll have like something priced double, and she'll find like a Free People skirt that's like the best thing ever fits her like a glove for $10.
And you can make the rounds and find stuff in 5 seconds flat. Right. Like you can like you own that store.
It's nothing like I've ever known before.
Totally. Okay. Okay. Mandy, you want to try that?
Okay, besides the party host, which is, like, the best asset ever. Okay.
Because we love to party in a thousand horses
yeah,
world.
The Browns, I really appreciate both Rain and Zach. They know how to get a party started. No matter where it is, we're like, they just know how to, like, turn it up. Everybody is having fun when Rain is around.
And when we go to a new place, you're really good at researching and finding the coolest spots and the hidden bars. Like, you are very good at making things special. Like, making not just showing up and then winging it. Like, you wing it and you go with the flow, but then you also want to make sure that you hit really special, cool things, which I appreciate because I would just probably breeze through and miss the mm-hmm. cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have the best hair in the world, mermaid hair. It's, like, out of this world.
Yeah, that's true. Things. True.
Okay, so, Rain, you kick it off with Amanda. Describe Amanda.
I would say the same about Amanda, that she's easygoing and generous.
Mm-hmm.
This whole weekend is because of Amanda and her family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's been awesome. I would also say she loves really hard.
Yes.
And that is very special too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really loved by Amanda.
Aw, yeah. I do really love her.
I agree. Yeah. You love your people very well.
Yeah.
And you like fiercely.
Yeah.
Yes. Like you are like that's your pack.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's your crew.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel very lucky to be in this crew with you guys.
Yeah.
Because honestly, y'all are my very best friends, which is unreal. It's weird that it's happened that way because mm-hmm. we didn't all... Amanda and I knew each other, so we would have... But I'm 4 years older than you. We probably wouldn't be best friends if it wasn't for this band.
I remember that a friend from... I moved to Nashville and didn't know anybody except for Caroline and I were like acquaintances growing up. And when I moved, I remember this girl telling me, well... Caroline's boyfriend, this was way before you and Michael got married. She's like, Caroline's boyfriend is like our age. Maybe you'll like kind of meet some of his friends and like you'll have some friends there. And I was like,
she's old.
I was just like, that's kind of a stretch. Like, we probably won't ever see them.
Oh, when you moved to town, I thought to myself, oh gosh, someone's moving to town from Waco. I'm not going to be responsible for her adjusting to Nashville because I always feel like you have to take on your people.
Yeah.
But then I thought to myself, okay, then I saw you at PetSmart, and I was like, come on, come to the Thousand Horses show.
Yeah.
You came, fell in love with Bill Satcher, and, I mean, then it was out of my hands at that point. You were
it
you were in love.
It wasn't a Thousand Horses.
Oh, they weren't even a Thousand Horses.
It was Sterling Y.
Oh, my gosh, they were called Sterling Y. Dang.
Yeah, that's
OG. It's been a lot of band names.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, and you and Bill just fell right in love. And I remember trying, I felt so bad, because I was like, oh, my God, Amanda has come to Nashville to, like, get her degree. She's going to, like, really save lives, become an occupational therapist. Which would be, and I was like, I just introduced her to some broke musicians, and now she's in love. Her parents are going to kill me.
Oh gosh,
I remember thinking, like, oh, God, I'm going to... They're going to be so mad at me in Waco. But now your dad loves Bill more than you.
Oh, yeah.
Man. That's exactly right. Your dad would totally trade Bill for me.
So it all worked out.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, Andrea, what was it like growing up with your dad and Lynyrd Skynyrd? Like, did you know he was in a famous band?
You know, okay, this is kind of like a funny story. I was like, I still don't know music. I mean, people that sing, I know songs, but I don't know people that sing songs, but
except Shawn Mendes.
He was, well, except Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, Rain has a secret crush on Shawn Mendes.
It's not a secret.
It's an open crush. She's 18. It's fine. No worries. Zach's fine with it. Everybody's fine.
But I remember when he told me that he was going to, like, audition, because he was not original, but when he was going to audition, he was like, I'm, you know, auditioning for this band. It's going to be great, whatever. He was, like, practicing in our living room till like, 3 a.m. I had to just learn how to sleep through it. That's why I can just sleep through any party.
Okay, yeah.
That's amazing. So, when you were, like, a kid, you were just sleeping through blaring music? Oh, yeah,
there was
music?
Marshall amps in our living room.
Like, turned up?
Turned up, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, when he told me he was auditioning for this band, Lynyrd Skynyrd, I was like, okay, well, I was like, what? Who is that? And he was like, come on, you know who that is. I was like 12 or something, 11 maybe. And he was like, you know, Sweet Home Alabama. And I was like a little brat, of course. And I was like, Dad, that's Alabama. He's like, are you kidding me?
Like the band Alabama?
Yeah. Because, you know, they covered Sweet Home Alabama. Oh. And I was like,
you had no idea how cool this was.
And not only that, I was trying to prove him wrong. I was like, are you kidding me? That's Alabama.
Oh.
What a little twerp. Like.
But then once he got in the band, what was that like, traveling and road life with him being gone?
He was always in bands growing up. Like, it wasn't anything as big as Lynyrd Skynyrd, of course. But, I mean, he was gone a lot and, you know. But I guess it didn't really sink in that it was such a big deal until, like, people from school started, like, asking for autographs at basketball games.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Or, you know. I've signed a few guitars in my day. Me. Yeah. I was like, I'm not even, like, anybody.
Yeah. They just want to be near. People want it.
Yeah, but it was really cool. I mean, you know.
And tell the sweet really story cool. How, even when he was on the road, he would call every night. Like, that makes me cry.
Oh, yeah. He used to call us every single night. And if he didn't talk to all three, like, my mom, my sister, and I, he would call us individually, like, on our own cell phones, wherever we were. And he was like, his thing was always, doors locked, dogs in, lights on. And he always, like, outside lights on. And he would always just say it before.
And then he would always ask you, like, every detail of your day.
Oh, yeah. There was, I mean, my dad growing up, because he was a broke musician when I was, like, a baby, basically my mom went back to work 2 weeks after she had me. Mm. So he raised me from, like, can you imagine leaving a newborn with your, like, 24-year-old husband that's like,
oh my gosh,
or something like that.
I feel like guys don't know how to handle babies,
right?
They're like, yeah. And so we were always so close, and he would like brush my hair forever. You know, have you ever brushed your hair for like 30 minutes?
No.
Oh no.
I never brushed my hair. No joke. We used to watch Bob Ross, and my dad would brush my hair, and the softest your hair is like. Now I don't know who has time for that, but
amazing.
Brush my hair all the time.
Oh, that's sweet.
That was our thing.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He would call us all the time, and yeah, it's great.
How special.
Yep, yeah. So sweet.
Rain, what was it like growing up with five sisters? How did your parents keep y'all? Were y'all out of control? What was it like in a household with five young ladies?
Well, I was the baby. I am the baby, so I don't know. My perspective is probably different than theirs, but it was, I mean, you know, we had some cat fights for
you did?
Sure. Oh yeah.
What were the fights over most of the time?
Well, I shared a room with my sister Jessie, who's closest to me in age, and you know, we'd fight over who even knows, nothing really.
Yeah. It mattered a lot back then.
Right, it was a huge deal.
Big deal.
So the oldest two are twins, and one time they were fighting over whose boobs were bigger.
Whose are bigger?
They're identical twins. like, they're the same.
Did y'all all have to compare? Like, check them out?
No. I was too young. I mean, I was like, what's happening? And so I think that was the fight where one of them sideswiped, like, the dresser. They were so mad, and so they went, but
knocked all the stuff off the dress. Oh,
yeah.
That's like a movie match.
So dramatic.
Like,
but that is so not indicative of them at all because they're the sweetest. But, you know, they were just teenage girls just fighting. But they're not at all. Now they're best friends. And
sisters. Each one of your sisters has like four or five kids each, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Four and five.
And nobody's Catholic or Mormon.
Nope.
I love it.
Nope.
Just,
we love it.
What is
everybody asks that actually. Everybody does.
I mean, that's how, no birth control. Right. Yeah. Right. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, yeah. I guess everybody just loved growing up in a big family, so everybody wanted a big family.
Fun.
Yeah.
I know. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, Amanda, what was your life like growing up in Waco? Because your dad's a doctor and a preacher, and you have two older siblings.
Yeah, but my sister and brother are 9 and 11 years older than me. So I was almost like an only child, except for my sister and brother were really bad.
They were? What do you mean bad?
Oh, yeah. They were like, got into every kind of trouble you can be in. So I was like the angel child. I could basically do anything.
Wait a second. In your parents' eyes.
In my parents' eyes, I was the angel child. Yeah.
And we will keep it that way. Yeah. Yes. We'll never tell them all the truth.
No, it's true.
No, it is true. No.
Yeah, you were a little halo.
No, yeah. No, yeah. Sorry.
You have a halo. Right.
You do have a halo. You have a light around your head. Oh, it's a halo.
Yeah, I remember one time my sister said, I asked her if she could turn her music down. We like had walls that backed up to each other, and I was like, it was like midnight, and I had to go to school the next day. I was like, probably like 7 years old, and I was like, can you turn your music down? And she like cranked it up as loud as she could.
Rude.
Yeah. Mm. They were bad.
Sisters.
They were yeah. just, and they snuck out all the time. They got in trouble. They did everything.
I was actually probably the worst little sister ever, though. I'm thinking back, like, I used to obviously take all of her clothes and wear them.
Oh, yeah.
I would read her letters from her boyfriend.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I would sneak in and, like, find her little diary. Oh, just tear it. Yes. Like, I was, like, that menace little sister. And
I think all little sisters like that.
There was
I did
one
that.
Time, this, I don't even know why I had this idea, but I would get her makeup, and, like, me and my cousin Hannah would use her makeup to draw faces on our bodies. Like, our legs. Like, I would use, like, the mascara and the eyeliner.
If you draw a face on your leg with makeup.
Yeah. And we, like, just probably tore up all of her stuff.
Yeah. Like, such a rebel.
Oh, man. Why? Who does that?
The craziest things make you feel like a rebel.
Like, I didn't want to put it on my face. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, like, draw a picture with all the makeup.
Misuse it.
Like, oh, she had to have been so mad at me all the time.
Mm-hmm. So what is it like? Andrea, you maybe were the one that was most prepared for this band lifestyle. Rain, you've been married to, Rain and Zach are high school sweethearts.
Not exactly.
But he wrote you a letter a long time ago that said he was waiting for you. Like that letter, what did that letter say? And how old were you? Because it is the sweetest thing that brought tears to my eyes.
It was a Valentine's Day card before we were dating, but this was in college, so we weren't high school sweethearts, but we were friends in high school.
He always loved you in high school. Yeah. He had only eyes for you.
Yeah. but he wrote me a Valentine that said something like, all good things, I forget what it said, anyway.
But it basically, what was the end of it though that he said?
I don't remember.
Like, he basically was like, I will wait for you forever in it, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Something like that.
You heard that in college?
Yeah.
He has loved you since the day he saw you. How good does that feel to be loved by someone that much?
It's awesome. Yeah.
So you were probably, because he was in bands.
Yeah.
So you were aware that he was going to have a musician lifestyle.
Yeah.
So you were kind of preparing for the fact that you could be living in a band life.
Yeah. But I don't know if you can ever actually really prepare for it, though. I mean, I knew this has always been his, you know, dream that he was always certain that this is what he was going to do for a living, you know?
Really certain of it.
Yeah.
I love, and you also have a cool photo booth company.
We do.
Majestic Photo Booth.
Yep.
What movie is it in?
It was just in Office Christmas Party.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston sat in it. Yeah. And took pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're famous. So if you need photo booths, make sure you hit up Majestic Photo Booth.
That's right.
Okay.
But even still, I knew that this was what he's going to do, but, you know, it's a whole different thing once you're in it. Yeah. I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Oh, but, yeah.
It's a blast.
Amanda, you weren't really prepared for this. Like, you didn't think you were going to marry a musician.
No. It took me, like, years to be okay with it.
What did you have to get used to? And, Rain, you tell me what you had to get used to, too.
Yeah.
Well, mostly the being gone part is the hardest. And we don't really talk on the phone that much. Mm-hmm. Neither of us.
Well, you don't love to text.
I hate to text.
Okay, so the being gone, you don't love to text.
I don't love to text, and I talk to you guys on the phone, but for some reason, Bill and I can't talk on the phone. I don't know why. We've been together for, like, forever. But I don't know. It's different.
It's different because they are, regardless of what city they're in, they're always around someone.
Yes.
Yes.
That's hard to get a moment alone.
It's hard to get a moment alone. Like, there's been times where Graham goes into the bathroom, or lots of times he'll go into the bathroom to call me. So it's kind of like, and then it's just, basically, I mean, the same thing. You know, our phone conversations are like, well, what'd you do? Okay, what'd you have for lunch today? I mean, unless, like, something significant happens, like, we usually text about it, but otherwise it's just kind of like, it's like, well, got up, went to the gym, went to, you know, like, their days are so repetitive that it's hard to, like, not really a lot of, like, new material.
Yeah.
What has been the hardest adjustment for you, Rain?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's always, you're always adjusting to either them being gone or them being home.
Oh, yes, and the being home.
Because you get, like, when they're gone, like, this last year, they were gone for most of the year. I mean, really. And or maybe the year before, it was more so, like, just gone.
Really, both of them.
Both of them.
Yeah.
So then, you know, you get used to, like, you get in the swing of things when you're home alone.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a second, but you get in the swing, and then they come home, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm not by myself. I've got to, like, there's somebody else that I got to.
You have, like, two separate routines.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
When husband's home and when you're solo home.
Right.
I know, and it does. I feel like I finally got in my groove. Like, I know them both now. Like, I know both of them. But it is always an adjustment, too.
Yeah.
I remember talking. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, they were just here this for, like, since, you know, after they got back from London. They were here for a long time. Like,
which they just recorded a live EP in London, which is coming out on Record Store Day. It's going to be amazing.
Yep.
Live vinyl. Awesome. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Graham's, they've just been home for so long, and I was, like, kind of almost ready for them to go to Memphis just so I can, like, spread out on the bed and, like, or eat peanut butter and jelly for dinner and not have to worry about anything.
I actually felt the same way. I have loved this, like, insane quality time with Michael, but we have been together 24 hours of the day for at least a month straight. I was so glad when they went to Memphis. I was like, I'm just ready to miss you a little bit.
Right.
Just a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can watch The Bachelor without having to, like, you know...
Yeah.
Switch over to space movies.
Oh, God. Space. All the space documentaries.
Graham loves space.
Yeah.
He loves it so much. He does. If he can marry it, he would.
Well, yeah.
But, but now he's going to marry you because he proposed.
But now it's just me.
Okay. So we're going to take a dinner break.
Yep.
And then we're going to get back and we're going to talk about the engagement. And then the guys are going to make a cameo. And then y'all are going to leave some light. And then we're going to wrap up. So y'all hang tight. Okay.
Hang tight.
Okay. We'll be back. Round two.
We're
back. You guys, we're back.
We're back.
And we have all of the horses here. We have the boys joining us. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hi. What's up?
We wanted to get it from the horse's mouth.
Dad jokes.
Graham.
I've been thinking about that one all week.
Talk to us about your proposal to Andrea.
You know, we went on a nature walk and that was that.
Do you feel, was it nerve-wracking?
It was incredibly nerve-wracking.
Talking to all you guys, proposing to a girl is probably the most nerve-wracking thing you could ever do.
Yeah. Asking her dad is the most nerve-wracking thing you could ever do.
Oh, yeah.
Asking her mom, it's very scary.
Getting the permission.
Yes. Getting the permission is, like, it's the hardest part.
I mean, he called my mom, like, the day before.
Yeah. I wanted to keep the whole thing a secret.
This is happening. Well, she would have blown it.
Eva was so excited.
Oh, yeah.
So excited. Okay, guys, so did you all know from the day that you were born that y'all wanted to be in a traveling band?
The day I was born?
I don't know if I knew anything the day I was born.
Did y'all know that y'all are going to be living a life with all of these people all together all the time?
Because I just keep telling everybody it's because we don't know how to make any other friends.
Why do you need other friends?
Which might be true.
Well, the thing is, outside of the band, though, you guys have a lot of friends. Still.
Yeah.
We have a lot of friends.
We're very popular.
We're actually a really popular band.
People really like us.
People really do like us. I'd like to see the people that met us that don't like us. If you're out there, come forward.
Why do you think people like the Horse Nation so much?
Horse Nation.
Because it's fun, man. We have a good time. Yeah.
We like to have a good time. I like to party.
Yeah. Like to party. Who likes to party? Okay, well, guys, tell us one funny road story, and then y'all can leave, because y'all are really good sports. Tell us the funniest thing that's happened on the road.
Hmm.
This is funny.
this sitting on
I feel like we're hurting all our girls.
You're not hurting me at all. Your life is together.
No, you're so comfortable.
Yeah.
It's actually good.
Tell us a really fun and crazy story on the road. Just one. You got one.
So it's like these five chicks.
No, they're hard to, like, honestly, the road stories are hard to remember. I don't, you know, and like, and then like.
You're taking this serious.
I'm serious.
Cause Zach got a ghost infection.
I got a ghost infection. Old house.
You got a ghost infection?
Yeah, we stayed in this old house once.
How do you get a ghost infection?
It's weird, but
explain.
Actually, Michael, your dad's house is haunted for sure.
Have you seen ghosts?
Sure. Yeah. We stayed there like when we were passing through South Carolina. It's incredibly haunted.
Did you see a ghost?
It's old.
No, but so our buddy Tyler Gunter was staying. It was like two single beds. We were staying in the same room.
Got a ghost.
And he said he swore that he saw me like walking up and down the hallway, but I was sleeping my bed the entire night.
Yeah, it's a haunted.
He said he looked over and he saw me in the bed too.
Oh, that gives me full body chills.
Yeah.
It's a haunted.
That's
house.
A ghost infection.
I don't like.
That's a ghost infection
you
for sure.
Money.
So were you sleeping and all of a sudden a ghost infected you?
Yeah.
How did it infect you?
Like just in my dreams, and then I woke up and it was a reality.
But what does that mean?
I don't know.
Like was it?
Was this 20 questions?
Was it face in your face?
19 questions.
Well. It was like a. It was like. You ever seen Casper?
Yes.
Okay. It was the opposite of Casper.
Not a friendly ghost. Did you really feel it?
It wasn't that.
Yeah. I've never been the same, man.
He's joking.
Obviously.
Okay. So also really fast before the guys leave. What are we most excited about? Because something exciting is happening. We're expecting new music.
Graham and Andrew.
Graham's getting married.
Right, single, Andrew, but that's not what she was talking
but
about.
But a single is coming out.
That means they can have sex.
Oh, yeah, Graham and Andrew can finally. Yeah.
yes. Cut tape.
But y'all have a new single coming out.
Well, yeah, but this isn't about us.
But it is about y'all. Isn't everything about y'all?
We have a new single coming out, yeah.
Is that Burberry?
Maybe. One day.
Yeah, this is Burberry.
You guys, y'all have a new single coming out probably in February. We're all very excited about
it. Yes. Preacher to the Choir, brand new single. It's the hottest track around.
It's going to be so hot. It's going to be like fire in the Aspen Mountains, just melting the whole snow caps. This place is going to turn into the biggest lake party you've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
It's going to melt snow mass. It's going to be so hot.
It's going to be so good. We're going to have boats out on the lakes of Aspen. This place is going to be a memory, a far-gone memory when people used to ski here.
Okay. Boys, y'all rock. I can leave. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later.
Get out.
That was really something.
Y'all are always amazing. How's everyone's laps feeling?
I'm fine, great. Actually.
Good. Yeah. Zach, you want to stay?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Okay, Zach's going to stay.
No, I don't want to stay.
Zach's going to stay.
What am I going to stay for?
Well, you just hang, you know?
Stay or go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
You're like, in or out.
In or out.
It's like the dog.
Just let me finish the interview.
It's got my cigar.
Well, honey, we got 5 minutes left. Can you just have a little patience? And we're recording right now, so we'll be back.
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
Gosh, boys, they
cigars,
are so needy.
Difficult.
Yeah. Difficult. I'm telling you, these boys need it when they need it. Okay, so I forgot to tell you guys, ask a couple questions. What can't you live without, Andrea?
Caroline.
I forgot. I asked you. Yeah, it was in the beginning, and I said, what can't you live without?
Okay. Well, I told you my answer already.
But you haven't told everyone.
Yeah.
Well, all I could think, I was trying to come up with a better answer, but all I could think of was cheese.
I said wine. You
Amen
said
to
cheese.
That,
though. Oh, God.
Y'all, if someone told me I was lactose intolerant and could not have cheese, I think I would just
die.
I would just die.
You would just eat it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, is that a dumb answer?
No.
Cheese is
legit.
Amazing.
Who doesn't love cheese?
Right? Speaking of cheese, when you're in Aspen, you can get the altitudes.
No.
The
Graham
boys
do.
Not the girls, but the
girls
boys do.
Girls don't.
Girls don't toot. That. Girls don't toot or poop. It's just the boys get the altitudes.
Graham has some major
Graham's
altitudes.
Graham's been dropping air.
Air drops.
Air
their job.
It is not pictures.
He's been like letting it go, and now it's his thing is like, well, you're marrying me now, so you have to just endure it.
Yeah. Which, forever. You're gonna come back and get married in Aspen, aren't you?
Well, it's a talk. Oh, it's okay. I don't know. Oh. It's a talk, though.
Let me tell. Perhaps. I'm gonna disclose all of your secrets to everyone.
Oh no, it's okay. No, maybe, yeah. We'd love that. Mm-hmm. So we just got to figure out when that's going
to
be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once again, talking back to tour scheduling, everything revolves around the tour and when the guys are free.
Also, that is annoying.
That is the thing. Like,
I mean, it's fine.
But you cannot, like, have hard set plans when you're married to a musician who travels all the time because there is a almost 100% chance that plans will change.
Yep. Oh. Our honeymoon got shortened 3 times.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? With somebody from management calling and saying, Could they kind of need to play this show. Could they play this show? Could y'all come back a day early?
Yeah.
And
yeah, you spent part of your honeymoon with all of us.
Yeah, sure did. I went on my honeymoon on the road. Sure did.
Well, do you know that I eloped so I could actually get married? Because the year we got married was when Smoke was coming out full force, and there was no time.
No.
And Michael had we had to fly back. We ended up, our plane got canceled, delayed. We ended up having to, like, get on so many random flights so they could get back to this huge radio show.
Yep.
Like, 2 days after we were married. Oh, there's a creeper.
That's creeping. He's, like, trying to make a cameo. Okay.
But you know what, though? As hard as it is with all the travel, it's so worth it because this life, some people hate it. It's not made for everyone. I will say that. Not everyone is cut out for this life because it is definitely something.
Yep.
But it is so amazing if you can embrace it and you have great people to share it with.
For sure.
Oh.
I will.
Yeah, I think we hit the
jackpot. We totally hit the jackpot here.
We hit the jackpot. Yes,
we hit the jackpot with each other, but also so many awesome other wives in country music and music in general that we've gotten to know that, like, just makes it a really awesome community.
The country music scene is great.
Yeah.
It is. All the wives are great. And people, actually, a cool thing about country music is people love to be married in country music.
Yeah.
And, like, they value it.
That's different than, most other genres.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so we said some things that are hard about being married to a musician. What are some things that are great about being married to musicians?
Oh, all the fun places.
That we get to go. Definitely the travel makes that
scene way, like, so much of the country that I would have never seen before.
Yeah.
I've been telling people this past few months, especially since we've been so busy, well, aside from this past month, but, like, I feel like I'm living a double life.
Yeah.
Like, the night of, what was it, ACMs or CMAs or whatever?
Yeah.
I went back, I went to work the next morning, I was, like, still had my lipstick on from the night before.
Did you take an ice bath for your face?
You know I didn't wash my
face. Okay. Andrea doesn't wash her face, and she has the best complexion of anyone. It's, like, unreal.
Yeah.
Like, you don't believe in a face wash.
It's not that I don't, this thing. I really hate to lean over the sink and let the water drip down my elbows.
That's what prevents you from washing your face.
Like, it's such a pet peeve. Like, it grosses me out a little bit.
Well, there's a technique to it, though. You have to just go. Yes, there is. I don't have water dripping down.
I don't want it to take me 10 minutes.
Put a towel down on the sink.
She doesn't want it to drip down her arms.
I don't know. Well, put a towel down.
Honestly, what it comes down to is I'm lazy and it's not practice.
She's done it only once.
Well, it's not important enough to you because you have perfect skin. If you ever got wrinkles or zits, you would care. I promise. But the fact that you don't is why you don't care.
Well, I just consider myself fortunate.
Okay, right. What can't you live without? Because we didn't get to you.
Well, I do second wine and cheese.
That's pretty solid.
Especially the combo.
Yeah. Shout out to Joanna. Also, my friend Joanna. She's the cheese girl, too.
Oh, cheese girl.
Oh, yeah.
Because we all just know who Joanna is.
Well, y'all have met Joanna before, for sure. She falls every time we go out. You've met Joanna.
She falls?
Mm-hmm. She literally will fall, like, every time.
Hey, Joanna, shout out to Cheese and Falling.
I'm always saying that because
that's the worst.
I know, that's horrible.
Joanna loves cheese and she falls.
I always say that because we were playing.
Honestly, no.
Yeah, also, sorry.
No. Sorry, Joanna, for bringing you into this.
I only say that because we were playing 20 questions one time and it was one of those questions like, what could you have an endless supply of? And everyone put, like, money, 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 and she put cheese.
And you agree.
And I was like, I should have put cheese.
Yeah, you were on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay, so cheese.
Okay, sorry.
There's lots of things. My number one, maybe, thing? Oh, For my everyday life would probably be exercise.
Yeah. You're really good at exercising.
Yeah.
I just, I need it for like my mental, that's my mental health.
And Rain, I'm still fighting for this. You've got to make a blog, an exercise blog. Amanda's making a blog too, but you need to make an exercise blog and do your recipes because that's so helpful to people like myself. And Amanda's starting a blog. What's it called? AmandaSatcher.com?
Yep.
Okay, so
AmandaSatcher.com.
It will be up and airing soon.
Yeah, in the next month.
In the next month. So once this interview airs, be checking AmandaSatcher.com and then also be looking for Rain Brown to be doing an exercise blog. I'm going to be encouraging that.
Yeah, maybe not.
It'd be so good for all the people.
For all the people.
All the people.
All you people.
All you people. Okay, so do you guys like having sister wives?
Love it.
It's the best.
In the sense of the term that we have it, yes. I would not want an actual sister wife.
Oh, yeah. Right. Not like a literal sister.
Right.
I honestly can't imagine it any other way.
We get to adult slumber party and adult hangout like we're in college and high school.
Yep.
But yet we're still like being responsible humans and like going. It's really, we really got lucky.
Yeah.
Well, it definitely says something that we are, because we were initially forced to hang out with each other.
Yeah, we didn't all pick each other.
Yeah.
The girls didn't pick each other. The guys picked each other.
Right.
But now that we have the opportunity to like actually, like when the guys are gone, we all hang out anyway.
Yeah, always.
Dogs, and bring the dogs.
Rain loves the dogs.
Working on it. Hey, I love Addie.
Addie was so cute.
Amanda's dad has a great dog, Addie. Great dog.
I think you guys should get a golden doodle.
I would love a golden doodle.
I love your dog.
Doesn't shed, doesn't bark,
and just so
sweet.
Pretty and happy and sweet.
It's perfect. A golden doodle is actually the perfect dog.
I love Addie.
Mm-hmm. Addie's pretty cute.
Yeah.
I will say, though, it is a blessing of my personal life to get to do life with you guys. Because if we didn't enjoy each other, it would be very hard.
Very hard.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like I don't take that for granted that we all get along so well. Also, and we're all so different. We all embrace each other's uniqueness.
I also feel like if we didn't get along as well, it would probably not help the guys. Like,
yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it might drop, like, you know.
Yoko Ono.
Bring it well, to be like a little bit. Like,
what? What'd you say?
Yoko Ono? Well, and they wouldn't get to hang out as much because, like, we have dinner. Like,
somebody's listening back there.
Yeah, we got creepers. These guys keep creeping.
It's definitely Bill.
Bill is creeping.
I hear ice.
Michael.
I think it's Michael.
They are creeping. They can't get out. They want to be a part of this interview so bad. Okay, go ahead, Amanda.
But, like, we live down the street from each other. So, like, Andrea and Graham come down for dinner. We go up from dinner, like, pretty much every day. Like, maybe every other day.
Well, especially when the guys are gone. Like, I'll call her after. It's like when I get the 5:30 p.m. phone call, or when she does, it's always like,
what's for dinner?
What's for dinner, honey? Hey, honey.
Yeah, hey, hon.
Well, I think that makes the road life not so hard, too, because even when the guys are gone, we can still all lean on each other,
which is great.
Well,
they're also gone at the same time, which is nice. Because other people, like Kristen Brust and all, like, her guy is gone a different time, so it's like,
because
hard
we
to schedule it.
You're talking about other band wives.
Yes.
Because we have friends, we're friends with women in other bands, and their husbands are gone, but the tour schedules don't match. But our schedules always match.
Right.
Always.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's a blessing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I like to wrap with Leave Your Light.
I should have been preparing for this. I know that you do this every time, and I forgot.
Yes. Okay, Rain, you can go last. Amanda, we'll start. Leave some inspiration for people. How you want to inspire people or how you have been inspired.
Okay. I used to be a type A type of person.
What does that mean?
Like, follow all the rules and live by a book and, like, it doesn't work out quite as well as sometimes you would hope it does. So
a lot of disappointment?
Not disappointment, but like it's just not quite as fun and inspired
because you can't, because it has to be on your terms.
Well, yeah, totally. And like I just started reading our new book club book. We're all in a book club. Just started reading our new book club book, Big Magic.
Oh, everyone should read that book
about living a creative and inspired life, and it has been speaking to me because like even if you're not like I have a normal job. Like, I'm an occupational
therapist. You save lives, Amanda. It's not normal.
Well, even if you have, like, a normal job, you can, that doesn't mean that you're not
creative.
Right. And you can still do other things
in life and live like an inspired life.
Yeah.
There by, yes. by this blog that I just like feel like this like creative calling to just do something else because it's fun.
And
it's for me. It's not for nobody else.
It's right for you.
Yeah. It's just something I want to do for fun. So
do it.
That's awesome. So that's what I'm doing. So
yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So just like think outside the box. Just because you live a normal like everyday life doesn't mean you can't have fun and just like kind of let loose a little bit and get creative.
And do things that maybe are out of your box.
Totally.
But that feel right.
Yeah. I like if that. You want to be an ice skater. Like the do girl it. In the book. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Totally.
Totally.
That's it.
Okay,
creepers.
Andrea? Creepers yeah. everywhere.
I mean,
God, these boys are just creepy.
Yeah, that's the deal. No, I second that. I think that creativity definitely takes some guts because you're just, like, letting yourself out there, like, hope people like this. I don't yeah. know, you know, regardless of writing a blog or painting a picture or doing anything.
Because you're very crafty, Andrea.
I try.
Yeah. You are. You're going to start your Etsy store. No one's going to let you get away with not doing it at some point in your life.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
But, no, I guess what I'm going to say is never sweat the petty stuff and always pet the sweaty stuff.
What's the sweaty stuff that you're petting?
Oh, no. Brain's so sad. No, that's just going back to our game the other night.
Yeah, I know.
Never sweat the petty stuff, but always pet the sweaty stuff.
Oh, or is it backwards? I don't know.
Listen, Andrea is going to be a married woman. She can be sweating petty things
also,
all day long.
Also, it doesn't mean that has to be anything sexual, by the way.
But it is sexual and you know it.
But wait, yeah, what else does it mean?
Yeah, what other sweaty things you want to pet?
I mean, when you pet things, you pet, like, animals. Dogs can be
dogs
sweaty.
Dogs don't
They're
sweat.
Not
yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Uh-huh. They pant.
No.
Dogs do not sweat. I swear. They do not sweat.
Sweaty.
They smell
they
sweaty,
smell,
but
no,
they do
smell
not
like
sweat.
Outside.
They don't sweat. Dogs don't sweat. That's why they pant.
The only time your dogs ever stink is when they have gone outside and been in, like, they have outside smell.
But they don't sweat.
They don't sweat.
I feel like Willow's tummy sometimes is a little cold.
Andrea, you're talking about private parts and we know it.
No, we're not.
I don't think there's any other meaning for that.
I don't know. Okay, so moving on, right?
Yeah,
moving on.
Gosh, I was going to think about it that I was just listening. I mean, this is kind of very cliche, but enjoy the moment, I guess, is what I would say. Because we've talked about this so many times that, like, seasons come and go, and, like, you know, you just need to make sure that you savor where you're at in that moment because it's not going to last forever, probably.
And you think it might, but it will change.
It will change. It will change. That's it. Yeah. So just, I guess that kind of goes along with don't sweat the petty stuff. I mean, just, like, enjoy it.
Pet the sweaty stuff.
Well, I didn't say that.
I love that, though. I love that. Yeah. Enjoy the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't always be, like, looking for what's next.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to throw in mine because since I'm the horse wife, I will say this year, last year, I've been trying to, like, fight for who I am and what I believe in and, like, stand for, like, I don't know what it all is, but, like, get my head on straight. And I feel like I did so much soul searching that I'm finally so over all of it that I just want to accept and be, and I'm echoing what you're saying, right? Just enjoy the people in my life and the situations in my life. Learn to not have to, like, analyze everything.
Yeah.
To just enjoy it. And, like, if I don't agree with something, I don't even have to make a comment. I can just let it pass by and, like, honestly, just move on.
Right.
You know, I don't have to, like, put my two cents into everything. And that has been the biggest revelation for me this year is just to, like, enjoy it all, to pause. Don't make such a big emotional, dramatic deal about everything. Don't have to prove myself for everything. Just enjoy life.
Yeah.
And enjoy the experiences. And we're all different, so don't try to, like, make everyone like you.
Yeah.
Like me.
It's true.
You know, just enjoy people for what they are. Take what you want, leave what you don't, and then move on.
Yeah.
I like that.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so anything else the jockeys want to say? Because that's our name, because we ride horses.
No, because we control horses.
Oh, control horses. That's right.
Get it straight.
I mean, I'm embracing the name, but I did not choose the name. I will say. I embrace it.
But I mean, you gotta have a good jockey riding that horse.
Carol, what can you not live without?
Yeah.
What would interview you? What's your what could you not live without?
I don't know. I mean, I love dogs. I would have a very hard time living without. I'm thinking besides people. Like, obviously, I can't live without you guys. Family can't live friends, without Michael, my family. Right. Yeah. I would have a very hard time living without.
Come on,
without,
I said cheese.
I would have a very hard time living without dogs.
That would be
hard for me. Yeah. And I know that Rain was like, God, I would hate to live with all these dogs. Rain's a good sport because all of us love dogs. She's like, okay. Yes, dogs. I think probably that.
Yeah.
Community. The older I get, the more it matters to me to belong to a community and have people care and for me to care. You know, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. Like, I love it all. I want to be in a community.
Yeah.
So I think that's why the more we get into this 1,000 horses world, the more I love it.
Yeah.
Because we're in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah.
I like to have people care about me if I live or die. And I want to care about other people if I live or die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's a little more to it than that as well.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Glad you're not dead.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's been fun.
Cool. Well, Amanda, you want to close us out with a song?
Oh, shit. I thought you were going to say it with a prayer, and I was going to do it, but a song? No, I'm sorry.
Okay, Amanda, close us out with a prayer, Amanda.
I want a song, actually.
You get to choose one or the other.
Or both. You could do both. Come on, this is your debut. What if someone hears it and discovers you?
Yeah. This is that girl needs to be
No, I'm taking a backseat to Bill. I'm taking a backseat.
Hey, Bill. What if someone hears you singing Girl Crush and is like, I'm going to sign her to a record deal?
Uh-huh.
You could miss your chance if you don't do it
okay,
right.
Okay, fine.
No, I would never. Listen, that was a secret. That was like, y'all didn't even know that. Y'all know all my deepest, darker secrets.
But you wanted to actually sing on the record, so you're actually pursuing this
for real. I specifically asked, Dave Kopp if he could, like, tweak my vocal enough that no one could ever tell it was me. Like, just to
and
just
what did he say?
He said that we would get into it sometime. He did say
he's
that.
Like, he gave you, like, the promising answer that, like, shut you up.
And Bill's cool with it.
Bill's into it.
And I have to tell you, Dave Cobb produced Chris Stapleton, like, who else has he done? All the 1,000 Horses he did.
Yeah.
Who's that? Jason Isbell, like the coolest people in the world, Dave produced. So that's who Amanda's chatting with when she's asking about a producer producing her.
I asked him when Bill and I were working on his floors. So,
oh yeah, because you also laid all the tile to his floor in the studio, right?
Oh wow, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did okay, you paint it. Never mind.
Why don't you close this out with a prayer? Not a song, a prayer.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Everyone, bow your heads and close your eyes. Here we are.
Okay. Dear Lord, thank you for this awesome community of women and our husbands who have brought us together and an awesome, awesome trip, and for community and friendship and love. And thank you for just all the great blessings in life and for safe travels tomorrow. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
You let it get to you there at the end.
Sorry.
That was a song.
Okay.
Once you, like, get it in your head,
I got a girl crush. I hate to admit it, but I got a hard rush. It ain't slowing down. I got it real bad.
Oh, that's
the part.
I hope you loved hearing from my girls, the jockeys, the wives of 1,000 horses, Andrea, Amanda, and Rain. I hope you loved getting some insight into what our life is like being married to a traveling musician. It's crazy, but it's awesome. Next week, I have Jaron Johnston in the house. This guy is a bona fide rock star. He has written smashes, You Gonna Fly for Keith Urban, Southern Girl for Tim McGraw, Days of Gold, Beachin' for Jake Owen, Raise Him Up for Keith Urban. He has written so many hits, and he's in a band called Cadillac 3, coolest rock and roll band to date. I'm serious. They are so cool, just cool to the core. Cannot wait for y'all to hear all that he has to share next week, so be excited for Jaron Johnston. So tune in next week, and make sure you subscribe on iTunes.